From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Justin Izzo and Bernadette Hogan report for New York State of Politics that the Department of Justice said January 26 that former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo subjected more than a dozen female employees to, and I quote, a sexually hostile work environment, end quote. The investigation, conducted with the Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York, found that Cuomo repeatedly, and I quote, subjected at least 13 female employees, end quote, of the state to, and I quote, non-consensual sexual contact, ogling, unwelcome sexual comments, gender-based nicknames, comments on their physical appearances, and or preferential treatment based on their physical appearance, end quote. The Department of Justice also said that Cuomo's senior staff retaliated against four of the women he harassed. Cuomo's attorney, Rita Galvin, called the announcement, and I quote, nothing more than a political settlement with no investigation. The DOJ investigation was based entirely on the New York State Attorney General's deeply flawed, inaccurate, biased, and misleading report. At no point did DOJ even contact Governor Cuomo concerning these matters, end quote. Current Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, the moment I took office, I knew I needed to root out the culture of harassment that had previously plagued the executive chamber and implement strong policies to promote a safe workplace for all employees and took immediate action to do so. I am pleased that the U.S. Department of Justice has acknowledged the significance of those efforts and look forward to partnering with them as we continue to build upon that success, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. On social media January 28th, local activist Dan Udell announced, and I quote, the passing of our dearest Mary Elizabeth Udell on Friday, January 26, 2024. She died peacefully among her family, end quote. The couple have been active community members in the Hudson Valley since moving to Taconic in 2002. A few years later, the couple launched Hudson Reads, a program where volunteers read to middle school children who need extra tutoring, and a video generation club where they trained young people to record community meetings and events on video. The Udells worked with WGXE to get the recordings of local town meetings and community events on the radio. Mary Udell also volunteered with Black Arts and Cultural Festivals every year, operating an exhibition tent for visual artists, and published a yearly guidebook of summer activities for low-income youth. And I quote, Hudson is the summer festival, end quote. There was no announcement about services. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that Cornwellville's Gavin Irish Country Inn is for sale. The resort has been one of the Durham area's live music venues for six decades. Bernadette Gavin Palmieri and her husband Brian Palmieri are third-generation owners, and Bernadette said, and I quote, my husband Brian and I just feel it is time to sell, if possible, due primarily to financial loss over the past few years due to payroll increases, taking on additional mortgage, and inflation of goods, end quote. In February of 2022, the couple also reopened the old saloon of East Durham on Route 145 as an Irish cafe, pub, bakery, and gift shop named Nellie's after Bernadette's grandmother, which has been for sale since last summer. The resort now for sale is listed for $4.25 million for 40 acres with a motel with 56 units, two single-family homes, a bar, a dining hall, a restaurant, a commercial kitchen, an outdoor pool, an outdoor stage, outdoor seating areas, and a playground. Bernadette Gavin Palmieri also said, and I quote, our children are at a critical age, and we want to have that time with them that has been lost trying to save our business these past few years during the pandemic, end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a pleasant tomorrow.